AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Heat advisories and warnings up from the deep south to the northeast today. Temperatures will be in the mid to high 90s with high humidity. Perfect conditions for health problems, says the National Weather Service's Bruce Sullivan.
Some heat illnesses are possible, so we tell most people to avoid working for long periods in the sun or in poorly ventilated areas. And certainly if you have to be outside, you need to drink plenty of fluids.
Strong high pressure dome over the south central part of the country, the reason for the heat wave, which should linger in some areas until midweek. Sullivan says it's also bringing clouds and rain to the southwest and California.
We could again see some pretty heavy showers and thunderstorms across parts of mainly western Arizona and especially southern California.
Four New York City area women attending a bachelorette party on the eastern end of Long Island are dead after their limousine was hit by a pickup truck yesterday evening. Two other women in the car have been seriously hurt. Police say the limo was making a U-turn after leaving the winery where the party was held, and it was hit in the side by the pickup. The truck's driver ran from the scene. He's been arrested, faces a preliminary driving while intoxicated charge. More than 3,500 unused oil and gas wells in the Gulf of Mexico have been rigged with temporary seals for at least a year. AP's Jeff Don reports that a check of the records finds that there has also been an increase of wells in that same condition for the past 5 years, despite the Obama administration's promise after the BP spill to reduce the number of such wells.
The administration says it's trying to permanently close more wells to do it promptly. And that doesn't jibe with letting wells linger for years and years.
This is AP Radio News. A published report says Bill Cosby admitted in formerly secret court papers that he paid money to women to keep his wife from finding out he had sex with them. AP Shirley Smith has more.
Bill Cosby says he paid women after having sex with them and went to great lengths to hide his behavior and the payments from his wife. The New York Times reports the revelations after obtaining a copy of a transcript from a deposition that Cosby gave a decade ago. That case was eventually settled in confidential terms.
That lawsuit was filed by a former Temple University employee who alleged that Cosby drugged and molested her. Golfers simply played around a small plane that made an emergency landing early yesterday on the second hole of a course in Maine. The local sheriff's department says the pilot, who was flying to Wisconsin, landed after running into heavy rain and fog. The plane had to be left on the course in order to be inspected by the FAA before it can be moved. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.